I want to thank the Lord today for allowing me to be on this radio station. I hope and pray that the Lord bless you today. I want to thank you for tuning in, and I hope and pray that you'll just have an open heart, an open mind, open up your ears, listen to the Word. Don't let it just be one that you just like hearing one playing upon an instrument, where you say, well, that sounds pretty good, but you really don't pay attention to what the words are saying or what the song means. But you need to really open up your heart and mind today as the Word of God is being spoken unto you, that you may have hope of being saved. If you've never been saved, that's the only hope you have. The Bible said that the good news of the glorious gospel should shine unto you. God's got to give you a place of repentance. God's got to draw you with cords of love. He's got to deal with you. The Holy Spirit's got to draw you before you can ever get saved, before you can enter into the Beloved. You got to be invited in. And He died. He paid an awful price for your sin. He died for the entire world. He died for all sinners. The Bible said the world was separated and alienated from God. Had no hope of ever being reconciled back to God outside the blood of His Son. God basically just accepted the things that at that time of the law, the all the types of sacrifices that God told Moses to do for sin, and the priest that would go in and take those blood of those goats and bulls and calves and so forth, and they would offer them continually. Once every year they went to the holy place and they would offer up that blood, would go in, that high priest, the holiest of all, would go in, and he would take the blood and sprinkle upon the mercy seat round about. Bible said if he went in unworthily or did anything he shouldn't do or sat down upon the mercy seat, God would kill him. And they would have to pull him out. I believe they said he had a rope or something of that sort and bells upon him as when he went through. If he quit making noise, if he died, they would pull him out because no one would go in unworthy. And so none of us can go into heaven unworthy. None of you can get to heaven by his own works and trying to justify themselves. You're unworthy. You've got to have the blood of Jesus Christ applied to the doorpost of your heart. Jesus has already paid the price. He's already entered into heaven itself and paid the price for sin and sat down on the right hand of the Father interceding prayers for the saints according to the will of God. You can only come through the door, which is Jesus. That's the only way you can get to heaven is through the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other way. You can't work your way to heaven. You can't do it. You can't come through any other person. It's only through Him. And I'll continue to preach this as God gives it to me. It is only one name given among heaven whereby we all must be saved. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. He paid an awful price for sin. God sent His Son to the world not to condemn the world, but the world through Him might be saved. The world was separated from God because of sin. When Adam and Eve fell to sin, they failed. They broke the law. They broke and transgressed what God had said and commissioned them that they're not partake of the tree of good and evil, the knowledge of good and evil. But the devil came because he was cast out of heaven itself because of his pride. He was lifted up. And he went out to deceive the world. And he went to attack God's creation. And man, listen, he beguiled the woman. He fooled her. He was very subtle. He's still doing that today. He's the same old devil, except he's a whole lot worse now than he was. He's a lot stronger, no doubt. But he's had a lot of time. But yet the Lord exposes him. He's the deceiver. He's deceiving the world today. He's deceiving people by religion and say, oh, you don't have to do what he says. You don't have to really repent. All you got to do is just go out and do good, or just join this and join that, and go about here and go about there. And you don't have to be born again. Yes, you do have to be born again. Jesus told Nicodemus, a man of the member of the Sanhedrin court, he was a man of the law. law. He knew the law. He knew about living right. He knew about what the law said do. He knew if he did fall to sin, what the law said do about it. But yet this man didn't know God. He was lost. He didn't know the lawgiver. And I tell you something, he got saved because when the Lord spoke to him, I believe he received that. I believe he saw himself as a sinner. He finally saw himself because the Word of God himself spoke to him. And when he seen that, he no doubt realized that he repented. He got saved. He was born again. He came and embedded the body of Christ from Pilate, I believe it was. And they took down that body, Joseph. I believe of Arimathea, I believe it was. He went and also Nicodemus. They took down the body. They anointed his body and they placed him in that tomb there where no one had ever been laid. And they put him down there into that grave. But yet that grave was temporary. That grave could not hold him. The Bible said that he conquered death, hell, and the grave. And thank God today because he lives. I live also. And so when he died on the cross of Calvary, when he said it was finished, the Bible said the veil rent from top to bottom. When Jesus died and gave up the ghost and said it is finished, the veil in the temple was rent. That veil was a separation between the holy place and the most holy place. And the holiest of all, it was to separate that because only one could enter into that the holy place once every year, but not without blood. God only accepted the blood. And when they went in, they went in every year because the sacrifice of sin that they did was not able to make a man perfect. It could not justify a man of his sins. But it was a time, it was just for what God had in place at the time. He said when there is a testament standing, there's no way that you can inherit what comes unless that one be dead. And so he's talking about that just like it is today when we, maybe that you have a rich parent or what have you, or someone that loves you, and you are going to inherit what they have when they die. But you, there's no power in that. You don't have that inheritance until they die. When they die, then it's given unto you. And see, Jesus died and took our place that we could enter into the host of holy. He done away with that first. He went, we would go into the second because we could not be made perfect by the first, by the blood of bulls and goats and heifers and all those types of things could not justify us. The law could not save. The Bible said what the law could not do because it was weak. But God sent His Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, condemned sin in the flesh. And He paid the price for our sin. He went in there. And the Bible said when He died on the cross, the veil was rent from top to bottom to signify the way it's been made that we could come to the holiest of holies, that we could enter in right into, right in the presence of God Almighty, right down at the precious feet of Jesus. I tell you, He made the way that we could come right into the Father. Now, He is the interceder. He is the mediator between God and man, that man being Christ Jesus. Now, He is the one that stands in there for us. He died. He paid the price. He justified us. He justified our spirit. He perfected forever them that are sanctified. He justified us by His death, burial, and resurrection. Thank God when He tasted death, hell, and the grave, He tasted it for me. He conquered it for me. The Bible said when He died on the cross, the Bible said when He said it is finished, the veil was rent from top to bottom. It rent twain right down the middle, top to bottom, and made the way. When that happened, the Bible said, no doubt that the graves busted open. No doubt when Jesus got up, no doubt. I mean the graves busted open. I tell you, He conquered it for all of us. And when He paid the price, that the old grave's not going to hold my body down because Jesus has already conquered it for me. The old hell couldn't hold Him because He conquered it. And death could not have any power. Oh, death, Where's his sting? He overcome death, and he overcome it for me. Thank God I'll never see death. I'll never die. I'm talking about the spirit of me. The real me will never die because Jesus has already died for me. He conquered it for me. Thank God I'm justified today by Him. He justified my spirit. I tell you, I'm just waiting for the adoption of my body. I already witnessed the redemption of my soul. I've already happened. He's already resurrected my old soul, my falling soul and state. I tell you, He forgave my sin. He justified my spirit. He quickened me, made me alive. I've been resurrected from the dead, spiritually speaking. And one day I'm going to have a resurrection of my body. Thank God this old body go back to the dust from whence it came. But I'm going to have a brand new body and a brand new life to go into heaven with. But Jesus paid the price for sin. He said when it was finished. I mean, He died. He died for us. No one took His life. He gave His life. He was a lamb done before His shears. He opened out His mouth. He became that suffering servant. He became the suffering lamb. He laid down His life that He might shed His blood. God accepted the blood of His Son because it was holy. He knew no sin. The Bible said, "He that knew no sin became sin." For you and I, that we would be made the righteousness of God in Him. He died for us. We couldn't die for ourselves. We couldn't justify ourselves. There's nothing that we could do that could justify us. The law couldn't justify us. It couldn't make anybody perfect. The law was given as a schoolmaster that it would bring us to Christ, that we may realize that we need a Savior, that we may realize that we are sinners. That's why the law was given. The law said, "Thou shalt not covet, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not all these things, speak lies." The Bible said the law was given as a schoolmaster to let us see that we are sinners. The Bible said the law said these things. Therefore, our sin become exceedingly sinful because the law said, "Thou shalt not." We cannot do it. We cannot obey the law. We cannot keep the law. We're too rotten. We're too vile. Our nature is unclean. I tell you, no hope whatsoever. We had no hope. We was all hell bound. No hope to get to heaven. But Jesus died. But God ordained about at that time those things until His suffering servant, His Son came. When He sent His Son into the world, He said it was time. And He sent His Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but the world through Him might be saved. He loved us. He loved man when He made man. He said, "Let us make man in the beginning." He said, "Let us make him in our own image, in our own likeness." God loved man. God seen it was good. Everything He made, He saw it was good. But when He made man, that was the highest of all God's creation. And He loved it. He loved us. And He still loves us. And that's why He died. That's why He got into a human body and paid the price for us. We could not justify ourselves. There's no way we could go into the holiest of holies. There's no way that we could ever get into heaven. But thank God the Lord gave His Son. He gave His blood that we wouldn't have to die in sin and go to hell. And I'm so glad today that He died. I'm sorry He had to suffer. But He did because He loved us. I just can't comprehend the love of God like I need to. I'm just too human. But thank God He died and took our place. Folks, today you don't have to die in sin and go to hell. You don't have to die like that. He already died for you. He already paid the price for your sin. He become the substitute for you. He took your place, if you please. And you don't have to. The Bible says if any man goes to hell, he'll go as an intruder. You don't have to. He's already paid the price. Just believe on the Lord Jesus today. Trust in His shed blood. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That's all you got to do. You got to see yourself as a sinner. You got to see you can't help yourself. You got to believe Jesus is the Christ. Just believe on that. Believe that He died for you. Trust in His blood. Trust in Him that He'll save you. Just place your heart to His hand and say, "Lord, I'm a sinner. I can't help myself. And I want to be saved and I'll live for you." God knows He'll save you. But if you've got to pour out your heart, the Bible said a sacrifice of a broken heart and a contrite spirit, God will not despise. He's waiting on you to say that sinner's prayer. He's waiting on you to repent. If He's calling you today, the Holy Spirit's telling you. tugging at your heart's door. Now's the time. Now's the time. Get by yourself. Pull off the road and pray unto God for mercy and forgiveness. Pray for Him no matter where you at. Pray that God will forgive you and save you today. That's my prayer today that you get saved. I see my time's come and gone. And just pray for this broadcast. And until next time, in Jesus' precious name, amen.